Magic Gender by UGG.com. This is a cold read for Voice Team 2024, so I'm recording it without edits. We'll see how it goes. Wish me luck. Hermione comes out when she's 7 and realizes she's a girl. Her parents accept her immediately, although they are worried about how the world will treat their little girl. But they'd never deny her her identity, so they start helping her become a girl. They spoil her with dresses and skirts and let her grow her hair out. When she's anxious about how short it is, they braid extensions into it, and when it grows out, they let it puff out into its natural fashion. They correct everyone that calls her Hermann and call her their little girl, and their Hermione. So when Hermione comes to Hogwarts, she wonders how this world will treat her. She has no qualms about researching their bias. They're racist, she can tell from the first few books she reads. Not the same way that Muggles are racist towards her. That's not right. Not the same way that Muggles are racist towards her and her family, but against other magical species and Muggles themselves. So her thoughts, when coming, are to hide that she's trans. She hasn't hit puberty yet, so it isn't too difficult. She pitches her voice high and wears her skirts and makes herself known for being smart and annoying, so she's not known for being the one trans girl in the school. Her luck lasts to about 3rd year, when she goes away to Madame Pomfrey and begs for some magical way to stop puberty. It turns out there are ways, so Hermione starts taking those. But Ron notices. Are you sick?
This is where the voices get
difficult. Are you sick? He asks, sitting next to her at the table. Harry's gone, doing something or other, and Ron's apparently chosen this time to comment on the potions she's been drinking. I'm not sick, Ron. She caps the bottle and puts it back into her bag. They're to help me with puberty.
I don't think I can comment on that.
You can't. You can't. Hermione turns back to her breakfast before deciding something. Actually, can you come with me? He nods, and so she leads him to an empty classroom. Do you know what transgender is? She asks, sitting up on one of the desks.
Yeah, Bill's trans.
Well, I am too. That's what the potions are for, to make sure everyone keeps knowing I'm a girl.
So you're a girl, but you used to be a boy?
I wouldn't put it that way, but yeah, pretty much. Ron shrugs.
Okay,